Many people think that teaching a three-year-old about community service, about helping others, is not possible because they are too young to comprehend. But that's just not true. Before children graduate from my daycare preschool program and go off to kindergarten, they complete a community service project. They decide which nonprofit organization they want to support, and they come up with a plan on how they'll support it. Last year, one of my students, five-year-old Phoebe, decided to raise money for the San Francisco Food Bank. Phoebe made that decision after she saw a man eating food out of a trash can. It made a big impression on her. Her mom and I explained that there are people in this world who don't have what we have, and it's our job to help others. Phoebe took that job seriously and decided it wasn't up to someone else. She had the idea to collect empty cans and turn them in for the recycling money. Her goal was to raise $1,000. I never in my life thought that was realistic, but Phoebe worked so hard. She collected cans, wrote letters, and asked people to match what she raised. When she made that first $1,000, she cried, I cried, we all cried. The first thing she asked me was, how many people will this feed? She really understood what she was raising money for. By the end of her project, the word had spread and Phoebe's campaign went viral. Ultimately, she raised more than $20,000 and more than 30,000 pounds of donated food for the food bank. You can teach a young child about community service, and in return, children will teach you that you can never be too young or too old to make a difference. Phoebe's work didn't end with the last can being turned in. She started a trend of community service across the country and inspired this year's graduates to work together to once again support the San Francisco Food Bank by collecting cans and donating the recycling money. I still can't believe what Phoebe, at 5 years old, accomplished. With a perspective, I'm Kathleen Albert.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.